lasting more than an hour. The afternoon memorial at Highland Park United Methodist Church drew both laughs and tears. Longtime friend and financier Ken Langone remembered one of the few Christmases Perot was not at home with his family. That's because he was in Paris with POW families protesting outside the North Vietnamese embassy. They wanted information about loved ones.
He called me up and he said, you know, these people are coming home Christmas night. And we got to figure a way out for them to have a Christmas. This was the genius of Ross Perot. He got you to do things you never thought you could do.
Langone says a load of toys were trucked into Washington, D.C., where the families were staying. They had a Santa.
And they had their Christmas. That was Ross Perot.
Businessman and Heisman Trophy winner Pete Dawkins could not define his friend in just a word.
He was Bill Gates, Leonardo da Vinci, and Rambo, all wrapped in one.
Dawkins said Perot was like a thunderbolt, and he moved fast, always wanting to win, like on the ski slopes. With family and friends, Perot would often go first. Others rarely caught him.
It took a while, but I came to realize that it wasn't that Ross didn't want to ski with us. It was simply that we were operating at normal human speed, while he was always moving at Ross speed.
Dawkins concluded that's how Perot accomplished so much. To the family, son Ross Perot Jr. said Dad was their hero. He and his father loved the water and remembered their last trip to the lake 3 Saturdays ago.
I arrived a few minutes late, and I still got that look. On the way out, Dad insisted he had to stop and give Mom a kiss. At the lake, we sat together, holding hands, looking at the water. We did not say much. We did not need to.
Perot Jr. said his father died surrounded by the family, holding the hand of his wife, Margot. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.